感謝主，我哋又相聚喺佢嘅面前。
Thank you, Lord. We can gather before Him again.
多謝弟兄領我哋唱一首咁。
We really thank the brethren for such a wonderful hymn.
我今日早要想同弟兄姊妹交通一個題目。
This morning I would like to bring to attention to our brethren one topic.
當為我送禮物來。
Offer, bring me an offering.
阿 Gabriel 後邊嗰個未曾 show up。好，呢一節嘅聖經咧，係記載喺創世記25章嘅。
This particular phrase was recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 25.
係第二節。不過我哋，我今朝早先由出埃及記第29章最尾嗰節開始嚟讀。
But this morning we'll start with the last verse on chapter 29 of the book of Exodus.
出埃及記29章46節。
The book of Exodus chapter 29 verse 47. 46.
係，嗱我先讀。他們必知道我是耶和華他們的神，是將他們從埃及地領出來的，為要住在他們中間。我是耶和華他們的神。
And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我想弟兄姊妹特別留意嘅呢一段嘅聖經嘅裏邊。係嗰一句，為要住在他們中間。
I'd like to bring to your attention, brother and sister, this particular phrase in this verse is that I may dwell among them.
第二節嘅聖經咧，有25章啦。
Second place of the scripture will come to chapter 25.
25章嘅第八節。
Verse 8.
又當為我造聖所，使我可以住在他們中間。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
頭先我哋讀嘅29章有咁樣嘅説話，為要住在他們中間。咁而家25章咧，一樣嘅講出同樣嘅説話，使我可以住在他們中間。
Earlier in chapter 29, we see a similar phrase, and here we see in chapter 25.Very similar phrase that I may dwell among them.
好，咁我哋读完25章第八节，我哋读第九节。
And now we come to chapter 25, verse 9.
制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
According to all that I'm going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and of the pattern.Of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
好，但我要跳翻去第二节，同一章嘅圣经第二节。
Same chapter, verse 2.
你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me, from every man whose heart moves him.You shall raise my contribution.
你告訴以色列人，當為我送禮物來，凡甘心樂意的，你們就可以收下歸我。
Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution.
請我哋低頭祈禱。
Let's bow for our prayer.
主耶穌，我哋感謝你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
讚美你。
Praise you.
因為係你俾機會我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
You give us an opportunity to come before you.
並且你係主動嘅，要話要嚟到我哋中間。
For you initiate the fact that you want to come to among us.
我哋感謝，我哋讚美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，呢啲恩典係我哋未曾求過。
Such grace we dare to ask.
係唔識得求。
Don't know how to ask.
更加唔曉得當你住喺我哋中間嘅時候，呢個寶貝係幾咁嘅榮耀，幾咁嘅豐富。
Don't know how precious, how glorious the fact that you may dwell among us.
但我哋感謝你，你卻向我哋話你要住喺人嘅中間。
Thank you for you are the one that says you want to dwell among men.
主啊，我哋今日將你嘅話讀過。
This morning, Lord, we've read your word.
求主，你叫呢個話喺我哋嘅心中嚟發光。
Lord, we ask that you enlighten, shine upon these words in our hearts.
照明我哋嘅軟弱，照明我哋嘅黑暗。
Shed light on all our darkness and weakness.
俾我哋靠著主繼續嘅往前行。
So that by you we may go forward.
但願主你嘅同在今朝早喺呢度特別嘅顯明。
Your presence, Lord, magnified this morning here.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
呢一大段嘅日子，好似誒從誒舊年開始，我一直係用登峰造極呢個嘅呢一句嘅話嚟做嘅題目。
Since last year, I've been using this phrase, the utmost for its highest as a topic。
係啦，嚟我係交通喺聖經裏邊嘅好多個山嘅故事。
I have shared many stories about the mountains in the Bible。
照我自己嘅估計啊，咁樣睇咧，應該就將好多嘅山都已經講曬噶啦，講完嘅。
According to my estimation, I've covered many of them.
但係當我翻轉頭去再複習嘅時候
，But when I go back and do a review，
尤其是係講到西奈山嘅上邊所發生嘅事嘅時候
，When we think about what happened on Mount Sinai。
主又俾我一個催促，有一個負擔。交通二十五章呢度，神向摩西講説話嘅嗰一個內容。
And the Lord had prompted my heart, give me a burden to share what God had directed Moses on chapter 25 in the book of Exodus。
正如頭先我哋讀嘅第二節咧，佢話：你告訴以色列人，當為我送禮物來。凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
Speak to the children of Israel that they may bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
所以好分明喺呢度话俾我哋听，这个所谓送礼物来系奉献嘅意思。
This matter of bring me an offering, raise a contribution is a consecration.
所以我今朝早就。與同弟兄姊妹一齊嘅交通，關於奉獻嘅原則。
Well, this morning I'd like to share about the principles of consecration。
希望咧，藉著我哋咁樣嘅交通，嚟調整我哋或者更新我哋喺神面前對奉獻呢件事情嘅認識同埋呢個心智。
Through such sharings, we hope that we can renew our dedication, our consecration。
所以咧，我就會用。分開三方面嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
I'll share from three different aspects。
第一方面係講到奉獻嘅實意。
First is the meaning, what that means, dedication。
第二方面係奉獻嘅目的。
And the purpose。
同埋第三點係奉獻嘅根基個基礎。
Lastly, the foundation of our dedication。
頭先我哋。刚开始的时候读的那段的圣经说神要住在他们中间。
The first passage that we came across, it mentioned the fact that the Lord wants to dwell among them.
我们知道这个是实在是一个极大的恩典。
We know that this is a tremendous grace.
天地的神，他居然是施尊降贵的来到人的中间。
Gods of the heaven and earth.Come and condescend and confine to come and speak to men.
有冇谂过神点解要咁做呢
？Have you ever thought of why? Why God wants to do that?
喺天上边唔系好好嘅咩
？God dwelling in heaven alone isn't it good?
咁啊，睇住下边你啲人就好，应该系好 容易好，亦都好好畅快嘅一件事情。
Something that for God to do, just to watch over the man He created, isn't that good enough?
但系原来神嘅心意咧，唔系净止佢自己欢喜、自己快乐就算数。
But actually, this joy of God is not just for Himself to enjoy.
佢系有一个心志，愿意同人有接近，同人。
But rather, God has a desire to draw close to men and to commune, to have communication with men.
在新約的時候，我們知道主是透過聖靈的內住，住在我們的裏面。
In the New Testament, the time now, we know that God communicates to us through the indwelling spirit.
結果我們跟祂有交通的時候，就透過禱告，透過靈的一個引導。
So through a prayer in the spirit, the guidance of the spirit, we can commune to him.
但是在旧约的时候呢?
But in the contrary, in the Old Testament,
旧约的时候，圣灵未曾降在每一个以色列人的身上。
God had not sent his spirit for each of the Israelites.
神又怎样样的可以住在他们中间呢?
So in the Old Testament, how did God dwell?Among his people,
就透過會幕嘅建造。
It was through the construction of the tabernacle.
人要同神交通，或者神要向人講説話，
When God,
就要去到一個指定嘅地方。呢個地方喺嗰度嚟到。有交往。
When man wants to draw close to God, or when God has something to say to man, there's a designated place that happens.
呢个地方就系呢度讲嘅会幕。
And that the designated place is tabernacle.
所以呢，当时嘅以色列人，佢哋从一个地方搬去另外一个地方嘅时候呢
？So as the children of Israel, they were traveling from one place to the next.
佢哋一定系将会幕咧就带埋去。
So they will carry the tabernacle with them from place to place.
起行的时候，他们拆了这个的会幕，去到某一个地方安定的时候，又将它盖起上来。
At the beginning, when the journey take place, they will take it down. And when they have to settle, they have to erect it, set it up.
为什么这么繁复，这么麻烦的呢？
And why so, as if it's troublesome?
因为会幕是唯一个地方与神相交的。
Because the tabernacle is the designated, is the only place that God had instructed for the conversation, for the communion to take place.
所以神有个心意要住在人的中间。
God has his desire to dwell among men.
于是他就要求以色列人说，当为我做一个圣所。
Oh, that's why God asked them, make me a sanctuary.
这个圣所就是指着个会幕来讲的。
And it's pointing to the tabernacle.
所以在让神能够与人一起的，在那里有交通，一头的有来往。
So tabernacle is this place that enables man and God, and God and man to have communion, to dwell together.
但是当神要建这个圣所的时候，
When God had to erect, to build this sanctuary, this tabernacle,
先向每一个以色列人有一个要求。
That God had first asked each of the people of Israel this one thing.
他说你要当为我做这个圣所，但是却当为我送礼物来。
Yes, you have to build the sanctuary, build my tabernacle, but first bring me an offering.
我们不讲送什么这个礼物的内容。
Oh, we're not going to go through the content. What are they going to offer to God?
我要讲的就是何谓送礼物来。
But we want to tell you, what is the essence of offering to God? The meaning.
是。送礼物来这个这个的这个的礼物是指着奉献来讲的。
And maybe an offering. This offering is a consecration, it's an offering to God.
当我们听到 奉獻呢、这個呢件事情嘅時候，
we have this,
你諗到啲乜嘢
？This topic of offering or consecration, what is the first thing come to your mind？
啊？咩大聲啲啊？
金錢
，OK， 仲有冇啊
？Money。
What you give up， 咪就係你擺出咗咩啊？放釋放啊，放棄咗啲乜嘢先
？Yeah， what you gave up or money， yeah。
奉獻嘅內容可以包括金錢財物，但係佢唔係全部係金錢同埋財物。
The content of offering， yes， it includes it could include money， it could include possession， but not only those。
奉獻喺呢度講係包括嗰啲我一個睇得見嘅一個嘅身軀。
Is offering mentioned here is something that is physically visible？
同埋一個睇唔見嘅你嘅智力、體力、精神、時間同埋感情。
But not only that, it also includes things that you cannot see, such as your time, your effort, your attitude, your desire.
換句話嚟講咧，我哋講到奉獻嘅時候，係整個嘅生命，整個嘅身體。
When we speak of offering, so it's not just physically, but it's your whole being, your person.
所以呢，喺羅馬書第十二章。
That's right, in Romans, in chapter 12.
聖經話：我以神嘅慈悲勸你哋，將身體獻上，當作活祭。將呢個將身體獻上呢，就是你整个的生命，整个的人生。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. So this bodies or bodies is includes incorporate everything of you, every part of you.
这个是奉献的实际。
That is the reality of how one's
offering. 奉献还有一个意思就是将我自己从这个世界的分别出来。
Another meaning of consecration is you, from this world, you completely separate yourself unto God.
正如刚才我们唱的那首诗歌，
just like the hymn we sing earlier.
很多时候我们自己有自己的理想和要求。
Oh, many times we have our own thoughts, own ways, own desires.
但是你一定知道所有这些所有的理想呢，都是围绕着我自己的需要和我的好处出发的。
But all these things are centered upon me, and it's all for me.
可以说，所以我们的所谓的理想都是很自私的。
So we can say that all that we want, we are rather selfish.
但奉献呢，却就是将我们那个自私，将那个要的那一个的管理的思想完全的交出来。
But on the contrary, when you offer, you completely lay down what you want, what you desire.
交给谁呢？将这个主权交给神，让他来作指挥，让他去调动，让他去使用。
And who do you give this authority to? Who do you hand this over to? You say, Lord, have thine own way. I give it to you.
所以送禮物來的要求是其實真係俾係神俾以色列人嘅一個嘅考驗。
So this request of God asking offering from the Israelites is actually a test.
神要佢哋奉獻係要睇下喺佢哋嘅心嘅裏邊究竟佢哋承認神。
God asks them for this offering to see what is the position of God in their lives, in their heart.
究竟神在你的心里面有多少重量呢？
How much weight does God have in your heart, on your heart?
因为当我们讲到奉献的时候，将这个主权交出来的时候，无论是将你这个人交出来，或者你钱财各方面拿出去。
Because when you talk about offering, we are talking about handing over this authority, whether it's yourself, your possessions, and so on, so forth.
即是说，你对你来讲是有一些缺乏。
equivalent to meaning that to you there's some lack.
对属于你嘅东西又会减少。
That means that something from you, you are giving up something of yours.
冇一个人愿意有损失嘅。
No one wants to have something taken away from them, right?
但系神今日话，你当为我送礼物来。
But God says today, make me an offering.
今日睇就睇下我哋今日究竟我哋嘅心里边神嗰个重量有几多？系我嘅所有重过神啊，还系话神喺重过我哋所有嘅东西
？So we put on a scale. How much God weighs in our lives and our hearts compared to us?
因为其实天地嘅主，万有嘅神。 佢冇缺乏嘅，冇需要我哋任何嘅东西。And
you know, God of heaven and earth, He owns all things, He has no lack.
咁啊，其实即系我哋能够俾得上，俾得佢嘅，佢真系唔睇得上眼嘅。Think
about what you can offer, how much you can offer, and what does He look at those things?
但系今日神就系有向我哋有一个咁样嘅要求。
But still, God make that request today.
所以当为我送物来嘅时候，冇错喺当年啊，当年以色列人嘅当中系有需要有啲嘅物质嘅东西拎出嚟。但系今天我哋读嘅时候，你分明嘅睇到唔系我什么任何嘅物质嘅东西可以满足到神。
So God at that time did ask for that offering, and we know how limited those people can offer to Him. But to us today, we know those things are so insignificant. Who are we that can offer anything to God?
所以奉献唔系真系喺物质上边计较嘅，而系喺灵嘅里边，你对神嘅尊重有几多？So
this matter of offering is definitely not on the so much on the outward possession of what and how much you can offer, but rather is inward your attitude in spirit. How do you treat God?
你越尊重神，你付出嘅就越系多，亦都系越系容易。If
you respect God, then you can easily offer, and it's very natural.
越唔够尊重神，唔承认神嘅地位嘅话，拎出嚟嘅就越少。But
without respect, there's very little that can be drawn out of you.
我哋琴日参加一个婚礼。I
attended a wedding yesterday.
通常嚟讲咧，你参加呢啲婚礼啊，人哋邀请你啊，咁你都会谂下，究竟我送咩礼好呢？Typically,
when you write it, right, you think about, oh, what gifts should I prepare?
咁啊，咁啱咧就亦都有对弟兄姊妹，佢哋今日去参加另外一个婚礼。I
happened there was a couple, a brother and sister that attend another wedding today.
咁我就问佢，喂，你同呢对嘅新人好熟咩？咁。So
I asked him, oh, are you very befriend? Are you how familiar are you with this the couple?
咁佢话，唔系啊，呢个系我远房亲戚嚟。Oh,
they are distant relatives.
我都唔知点解佢揾到我，请我去婚礼。I
don't even know how they got me involved to invite me to their wedding.
咁然后佢又再讲佢嘅说话。And
they add one more thing.
唉，我都唔知送乜嘢好啊。And
I don't know what to give him. That's what he said.
咁啊，可以理解嘅系嘛
？I can understand that.
你而家送得多，好似又唔系几舍得；送得少又唔好意思。If
you give too much, then why give so much? But you give too little, then that's no good, right?
所以喺呢件咁样嘅小事情嘅上边咧，我哋都系要斤斤计较。So
on this small matter, we had to think really hard about it.
我谂下，呢个人。 佢喺我心里边嘅份量有几多？
So this person, how much weight he has in my heart?
如果唔系几熟嘅，求其送啦。
Oh, we're not too close. We can just send something.
如果系我个好友，我 好錫佢嘅，同我好親嘅，啊咁我就會送多啲嘅啦咁。
If someone's really close to me, of course, I give a bigger gift, right?
呢個送禮物嚟。
This is
今日主啊，我哋嘅神向以色列人有咁樣嘅要求。
Today we see God had this request, had this ask for the Israelites.
當耶和華神向佢哋有啲咁嘅要求嘅時候。 佢話：當為我送禮物嚟，然後神又就係後邊又加多一句説話。When
the Lord said, "Make me an offering," and then afterwards add another phrase.
佢話：凡甘心樂意嘅就可以收下歸我。Oh,
those who willingly offer with his heart, you take it from those.
咁即係話，如果你唔甘心咧，就。 你拎咗嚟啦，神都唔要嘅。
That means if it's not from your willing heart, you bring it to God, He's gonna reject it.
所以整個嘅問題係講乜嘢啊？送禮物嚟啊，弟兄姊妹。
So bottom line, what is it about this offering then?
唔係物質嘅東西。It's
not definitely not material.
係裏邊嘅嘢。It's
inward.
你對神係越係尊重，你就會越。 容易嘅現象。
The more you pay respect to God, the easier, natural you offer to Him.
如果神同你嘅關係無關痛癢嘅，
If you have no relationship with Him and He had no relationship with you,
你亦都唔會話好忠心或者好盡心咁樣嚟到獻過俾佢。
You're not very loyal, faithful to offer.
我頭先講話唔係物質嘅東西，而係我哋呢個人。
Like I said, it's not materialism, but it's this person.
但係神所睇重嘅，亦都唔係我哋能夠拎到啲乜嘢出嚟。
But on the other hand, what God looks upon is not something that we are capable to offer to Him.
神睇重嘅就係我哋有冇真係甘心情願、毫無怨言，亦都唔會後悔嘅咁將我哋自己裏邊嘅呢個嘅人交出嚟。
So God, what God is looking for is our willingness. Are we without grudging, and are we willing to offer to Him?
當時嘅以色列人
and with no regrets.
係當時嘅以色列人，如果佢哋真知道神嘅心意嘅話
，at that time, if the Israelites truly know God's heart,
又真係愛神嘅話
，if they truly love God,
佢哋一定願意配合神嗰個要求。
They will align themselves with God's ask.
神睇重嘅係我哋嗰個嘅心，唔係睇重我哋嘅物質。
God looks upon our heart and not what we offer.
所以哥林多後書，七章嗰度就話俾我哋聽，唔好作難啊！個人要隨著心裏邊所著定嘅。 唔要作難，唔要勉強，因為奉獻得樂意嘅人係神所喜悅嘅。That's
why in 2 Corinthians 9:7 it says each one must do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver.
所以甘心樂意就唔係因為被逼，亦都唔係因為外邊嘅事情嘅影響。 亦都唔係咧，因為某一個人。Willingly,
not someone force you, not some things happen in your life that you do it. No, not because of a person. No.
亦都唔係因為出於好意。It's
not because you want to do something good you do it. No.
甘心樂意嘅神話，甘心樂意嘅，你哋就可以收落嚟嚟歸我。Those
who are willingly offer from his heart. Those says he has purpose in his heart. Those you take it from them.
喺《使徒行傳》5章嗰度亦記載一件反面嘅教材，記載一件假冒嘅事情。Rather,
the book of Acts chapter 5, he laid out to us something that is completely contrary.
我相信好啦，弟兄姊妹，你都熟悉呢件嘅事情。
Oh, many brothers and sisters are familiar with this. I'm sure.
就係咧，當時嘅。 教會啱啱被建立起上嚟。
That was the early church. It just got built up.
大家都非常嘅熱心又愛主。
All the brethren were fervent and they were loving the Lord.
咁所有嘅信徒走埋一齊嘅時候
，When all the saints gather together，
佢哋就進行將奉獻嘅呢一個嘅功課學習。
So then they carry out this exercise of offering.
佢哋奉獻到一個地步，將自己嘅房屋都賣咗，將嗰啲嘅錢咧交翻俾使徒們，讓使徒可以喺嗰度按著各人嘅需要咧，繁物供用。
They were offering to the point that they offered their own possessions and they would lay down at the apostles' feet for whatever the needs are.
咁但係眾人就因著各人嘅奉獻咧，喺嗰度享用。主自己的恩典
and they were sharing everything, and from everything that were brought in, that was they all enjoying the grace of God.
咁嗰度有一对夫妇
and there was a couple.
哇，见到我唔知道佢系咪真系信主啊？不过就系一对咁样嘅夫妇。咁佢见到哇，大家都喺嗰度咁热心咁样奉献啊，然后奉献咗之后，大家又好开心。咁呢个奉献嘅人又好有面子喎。
So I don't know they're truly believers, but when they see this scene, everyone's willing offering, and everyone, maybe those offered, they were had a the people look upon them maybe
a respect,
a little bit of respect, yes.
系啦，咁佢又谂下，咦，我都想有咁样嘅面子喎，吓。
Oh, maybe I should gain some of these glory.
啊，就有样学样啦，咁啊，又自己又卖咗自己间啲田产。
Oh, so they also sell certain part, certain possessions and land and so on.
啊，当佢要交出嚟嘅时候，佢哋唔系将全部嘅呢个田产嘅价钱交出嚟，只不过系。
But they, when they were offering what they sold, they did not give up everything. They kept back something. Some of the proceeds.
佢哋就留低一部分，啊唔交出嚟。但系咧，外边咧就话啊呢度系我嘅全部噶啦咁。
So behind the scene, they kept back something for themselves. But outwardly, they say, "Oh, this is what I sold. It is everything I got. Here you go."
当时嘅圣徒或者使徒们咧，系满有圣灵嘅同在，识穿咗呢对夫妇嘅个假冒。
And the apostles at the time they were filled with the Spirit, so they looked through this couple's hypocrisy.
就斥责佢哋。
And they rebuked them.
话佢哋欺哄咗圣灵。
Oh, they were lying to the Holy Spirit.
啊，结果呢，你两夫妇呢就同日嘅死亡。
And on the same day, they passed away.They fell down and breathed his last.
佢哋嘅罪名咧，系话欺哄圣灵。
And they were lying to the Holy Spirit.
但系其实唔净止话欺哄圣灵，佢哋仲叫神嘅名受亏损。
But only so, they brought shame to the name of God.
呢个好严重嘅一件嘅事情。
And this is such a serious matter.
因为佢哋唔懂得神嘅心意。
Because they did not understand God's heart.
佢哋做喺自己嘅喜好嘅里边。
And they did this in their own liking.
呢个分明就唔系甘心乐意嘅奉献。
So obviously, not willingly.
所以奉献嗰个呢样嘢咧，吓点解佢哋会出事呢？
So this matter of offering, how could they gone wrong? How could they gone wrong here?
有時我哋都係時時都係咁樣樣。
Sometimes we are the same too.
我哋睇重有奉獻嘅份量。
We look at the content, how much, how little that you offer.
用份量數量嚟到衡量，究竟係咪有福氣？
Quantities, we look at how much, how little that you give up.
譬如話我今年用幾多時間讀聖經
？For example, how much time I spend this year to read the Bible？
我今年要傳福音傳俾幾多個人聽
？This year, my goal is to preach gospel to how many people？
係每日我去傳福音啊，定話 一年一次啊，一个月一次啊，或者系点样？
Once a day, once a month, once a year.
甚至乎我哋用咗几多时间嚟放喺教会嘅事工上边咧
？How much time should I spend in the church？
我哋常常系用我哋嗰个数量或者份量嚟到衡量嗰个服侍奉献嘅事情。
We always evaluate, estimate by how much we put forth。
但系真正嘅奉献，弟兄姊妹，唔系人能够拎几多嘢出嚟。
But the true offering, brother and sister, is not how much man can give up。
或者话你做咗几多嘢
？It's not how much man can put effort into work。
奉献系将我哋呢整个嘅人交出嚟。
But rather, is you give up your whole person, your whole being。
交喺神嘅手上边。因为咁样嘅交出系佢所喜悦的。
You put yourself completely in the hand of God, and this is what He desired.
奉献嘅目的
，the purpose of offering.
奉献嘅目的就系要服侍神。
The purpose of offering is for serving Him.
我哋用侍候神呢个字
，and we use a term to wait before Him。
所有作神嘅仆人嘅人
，all those who desire to be servants of God，
都系要有一个咁样嘅态度。
We ought to have this attitude，
服侍佢
，to serve Him。
所以服侍或者系侍候，并非呢系指住嗰啲劳碌嘅作工
，so service to God or waiting before the Lord, it does not necessarily point to the effort, how much you work, labor.
我哋亦知道服侍唔系一定系要站喺讲台上面。
We know service not necessarily be on the pulpit.
服侍亦都唔系一定要做长老，要执事，要带查经。
To serve God, you not necessarily be a Bible leading the Bible study or a deacon or an elder.
服侍是站在主的面前等候祂的等候发命令。
To serve God is you stand before the Lord and you wait for Him to give you instructions and command.
当祂说要向你向前的时候，你就向前。
When He say to face forward and walk,
then
that's what you do.
你要停下来的时候，你就接受那个命令停下来。
And you tell us to stop, then you receive the command and stop.
那当然，如果祂说要你上站讲台嘅，咁你又想
？Well, if you say go to the pulpit, yes, you do that too。
系嘛？要你讲，咁你就要继续。
He asks you to speak, you continue to speak。
但系佢要你停咧
，And you want to stop？
你最好停。
Better stop。
事后就系咁样样，就系我哋要随时嘅接受命令，等候命令，等候佢嘅调剂。
That's what it means by serving God.At any moment, at any time, you're waiting before His command, whatever it is, to go, to stop, whatever it is.
头先唱嗰首诗歌呢
The hymn we sing.
话随你调动啊，调度系咩
？Have Thine own way, Lord. Your own way.
系啦，咁啊呢首嘅诗呢，系前个世纪嘅人写嘅。
This hymn was written last century.
1902年
1902 specifically.
一个叫做 Adelina Pollard 嘅姊妹写嘅。
Adelaide Pollard.
Yeah.
That's her name.
系啊。
The sister.
系啦。佢最小就信主又爱主。
Since her youth, she is a believer and she loved the Lord.
喺佢嘅心嘅里边有一个好。大嘅一個個渴望要去做傳教士。
On her heart, there was such a great desire. She wants to become a missionary.
當佢準備或者係有條件或者咁個年紀長到咁大嘅時候，佢就好想去非洲傳道。
When she was of age and when she was ready, she wanted to go to Africa to preach gospel.
但係唔知道點解神冇為佢開路。
We don't know why God did not open the way for her.
譬如佢。 揾唔到 sponsor 啊，或者又籌唔到資金啊，咁樣樣。
For example, she cannot find sponsorship.
咁喺呢件事情上邊咧，佢覺得有好有失敗感。
On this matter, she felt defeated.
非常嘅沮喪。
Frustrated.
佢覺得我想為主嚟到做一啲嘅工作。
I want to do something for God, for the Lord.
而且係一個非常屬靈嘅，我要傳福音，我要去非洲做傳教士。
To preach gospel for the Lord, it's spiritual.
係嚟服侍神嘅。
It's for His service.
但係無奈神冇為佢開路。
But regardless, God did not open a way for her.
意思即係話佢去唔到啊，佢想做。佢做唔到佢想做嘅嘢。
God shut the door. She cannot go there.
於是佢覺得非常嘅沮喪。
She's frustrated, depressed.
但有一個晚上
，one night，
佢參加咗一個禱告聚會。
She attended a prayer meeting.
當佢坐喺嗰度禱告或者係聽禱告嘅時候
，when she was sitting there listening to all the prayers, maybe she had prayers in herself.
佢無意中聽到一個老婦人。或者係老姊妹啦，對唔住啊，老姊妹啊。
Heard something other from an old sister.
一個老姊妹禱告。
And the old sister prayed.
佢話 ：It really doesn't matter what you do with us, Lord. Just have your own way with our lives.
嗰個老姊妹話：無論如何，主你做任何事，隨你調度。
係啦，
隨你調度。
你對我哋做乜嘢都唔重要。
Doesn't matter what you say to us. That's not the important point.
只要照著你嘅方式嚟對待我哋就好啦。
As long as you treat us your own way, that's all that matters.
呢一幾句簡單嘅禱告甦醒咗呢個姊妹。
This simple word, simple phrase, woke up the sister.
係啊，我想為主嚟到奉獻一啲嘅嘢。
Yes, for the Lord. Lord, I want to offer you something.
但係無奈主冇俾佢有通達嘅路。
But nevertheless, Lord shut the door.
佢就沮喪，佢就灰心。
Feel frustrated, down.
但係唔知道，原來我哋喺神嘅手嘅裏邊。
But in fact, we are in God's hand.
神所在乎嘅唔係我哋做幾多嘅嘢。
What he cares about is not how much we do，
或者做啲乜嘢
，or what we do，
而係有冇我哋嘅生命係咪根據佢嘅旨意咧
？That we did we live our lives in His hand。
所以喺詩歌嘅裏邊咧，如弟兄姊妹，如果你留意頭先唱嘅嗰節嘅詩歌。
You pay attention to the words you sang earlier.
所以第一節咧，佢就話：照你嘅旨意嚟到做我，嚟到搏我啊，做我。
Have your own way, just like the potter and clay. Mold me and make me after your will.
所以當佢聽見神呢個咁樣嘅話嘅時候，佢裏邊甦醒過嚟，然後佢就曉得第四節嗰度話。求主將我完全嘅，使我脱離自己。
When she heard the words, she was awakened and sent her forth, said, "Free from myself, Lord, for this I pray. Free me from myself."
第五節佢跟住就話：願意我嘅整個嘅人向你係完全嘅順服投信。
Five, hold over my entire being.Absolute, all for you, your way.
所以神向以色列人发出一个指令，当为我送礼物来。
So God had this ask for the children of Israel, make me an offering.
当时嘅以色列人咧，真系有反应喎。
Wow, they really had a good response then.
佢哋点讲啊？佢话凡耶和华所吩咐嘅，我哋必遵行。咁讲。
Whatever Jehovah command, we will abide, we will obey.That's their response.
咁啊，當然以後嘅故事，佢哋係咪真係遵行咧？咁就另外講啦。但係當時佢哋咁樣嘅回話，實在係準確嘅。
Yeah, that was their attitude at the time, their response from the heart at the time. What happened after is a separate story.
当主向我哋有咁样嘅要求,
when God had this ask for us,
我哋系应该无条件嘅答应,
we should unconditionally respond.
当主话你要送物礼物嚟嘅时候,
when God say to consecrate, to give me an offering,
就将你嘅自己交俾主,
you give yourself, your being to God,
将我自己嘅整个嘅灵魂体都交俾佢,
your spirit, your soul, your body, your whole being, offer to Him.
因为系佢将我从死亡里边救出嚟,
because He was the one that delivered us from death.
既然系佢将我哋赎翻嚟, 咁以后就唔应该我哋再系属于自己, 都系完全嘅归俾神.
If He was the one that bought us with a price, redeem us, then we shouldn't belong to ourselves. We belong to Him.
既然系属于神,
if we belong to Him,
佢就有权随佢嘅旨意将我哋调动, 将我哋放喺边就放喺边, 去边度就去边.
If we belong to Him, He has every right to send us wherever He wants, cause us to do whatever He wants.
我哋嘅所有嘅动作, 所有嘅计划筹算, 都要服喺佢嘅安排嘅底下.
All our plans, all our desires are too late to hand over to Him, and from now on be under His supervision.
等住问呢个就系奉献嗰个嘅实意.
So, brothers and sisters, this is the essence, the reality of the meaning of offering.
Yeah, 第三点要同弟兄姊妹交通.
Thirdly, brothers and sisters,
就是奉献的根基.
And what is the foundation of this offering, of the dedication?
哥林多前书六章第二十节嗰度话, 因为你哋系重价买翻嚟嘅，所以要在你哋嘅身子上荣耀神.
1 Corinthians 6:20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body.
中文就话喺你嘅身子上边嚟荣耀神, 但系你睇见英文嘅翻译就系你整个嘅人,
body. In Chinese, translating to the body physically, but in English, it's incorporate of the whole being, our person.
因为我哋唔系平价货啊，系神，我哋嘅主用佢 宝贵嘅生命嚟换翻嚟嘅.
Oh, the price for our redemption was so great. Nothing cheap about it.
所以喺我哋嘅 body 讲 body 嘅时候，系讲到我哋嘅灵命，呢个生命.
When speaking the body, is our lives, physically and emotionally, our being, everything.
而我哋嘅奉献系我哋向神表明 我哋对佢嘅感恩.
So offering is a way of thanksgiving to God. Amen.
我有一件嘅东西，我仲记得.
I have this item.
系啦嘛.
You see this?
好笑啊.
What is it?
咩嚟噶？咩嚟噶？
Why are you laughing?
咩嚟噶？
What is this?
呢个叫做咩啊?
What is this called?
你公仔啫嘛,
you like a little doll?
呢个公仔咧,
you know this?
睇落去而家又好似好旧咁样样, 即系
seems a little
可能系垃圾都唔定.
Could be trash by now.
呢个公仔咧, 系我个女送俾我嘅.
You know, my daughter gave me this.
佢细个嘅时候咧, 呢个公仔系佢个宝贝.
When she was a baby, this was her treasure.
佢成日都带喺身上边.
She always brings it everywhere she goes.
啊，甚至乎佢瞓觉都揽住呢个.
Oh, she was snuggling this as was sleeping.
对我嚟讲,
to me,
冇乜价值噶.
That doesn't work too much, right? Just a piece, just a doll, a little thing. Yeah.
而且又咁细，咁细.
So tiny.
又系布嘅.
It may have some cloth.
又手工又唔靓咁.
Not quite artistic.
对我嚟讲，
Not well made.
真冇乜价值。
To me, it doesn't worth too much, the value.
但系对我个女咧，
But to her,
佢系非常嘅有价值。
This is everything.
因为佢连瞓都揽住。
She was holding to this when she was for her sleep.
但系点解会喺我嘅手上咧
？Why am I holding this?
就系嗰年我生日嘅时候。
That year, my birthday.
佢将佢送俾我。
She gave it to me.
佢将佢最爱嘅东西俾咗我。
Her first love, she gave to me.
佢将佢唔能够缺嘅嗰样嘅东西俾我。
Something that she cannot live without, but she gave it to me.
点解啊
？Why？
系咪呢样嘢好有价值呢
？How much is this worth？
系因为佢爱我。
Because she loves me.
因为爱嘅缘故，佢将佢最宝贝嘅东西嚟俾过我。
Because of love, she gave me the thing that was most treasured in her life.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，已经系四十年前嘅事情。
Four decades, brothers and sisters.
但我要仍然嘅保留。
But I'm keeping this.
因为我认为呢个系我个女对我嘅爱。
This is
嘅表现。
Expression of love for my daughter.
佢因为爱就愿意割爱啊。
Out of love, she sacrificed.
每一次我睇完呢个公仔嘅时候
，Every time I take this out,
我都好受感动。
I'm so touched.
我唔知道佢而家四十几岁，仲要唔要翻呢个嘢
？In her forties, I don't know if she should want this.
但系对我嚟讲，呢个系俾我好大嘅安慰。
But this is such a great comfort to me.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋愿意奉献，将我哋自己嘅身体献上嘅时候，
但系其实 Once we're willing to give ourselves, our bodies to God,
相信我哋嘅神喺天上边，佢亦都有咁样嘅感觉。
I believe our God in heaven looking upon us, who share the same sentiment.
佢唔要勉强我哋。
He don't want to force us.
佢唔会话：哎呀，你既然咁爱，好啦，你唔使俾啦。
Oh, you love so much, you don't have to offer anything. No,
你就留翻你自己用啦。
Oh, he won't say, keep it to yourself. No.
唔系。
No.
佢话你要为我送礼物嚟。
Make me an offering. Make me an offering.
Yeah. 好让我能够同你同住。
So that I may dwell among you.
好让我能够同你有交通。
So that I can communicate, commune with you.
并且你也可以嚟到我面前嚟享用我嘅对你嘅爱。
So that you can come to me and draw my love.Draw my love.
所以爱系奉献嘅一切嘅根基。
Love is the motivation. It's the foundation.
如果我哋对神冇爱
，If we do not love God,
你即使整个金山银山嚟，神都唔会感动啊。
Even though you have the wealth of the whole world, no use.
但系几时我哋对神嗰个爱系深重？
But whenever we have a genuine love for God,
主会好乐意、好乐意嘅去接受。
The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神话为我送礼物来嘅呢个要求
，That's why when God have this ask, make me an offering.
神就好清楚、好清楚咁样话俾我哋听。
God clearly tells us，
佢要起一个嘅圣所。
He desires sanctuary。
佢要透过呢个圣所
，through the building，
嚟住喺人嘅中间。
To dwell among men，
人又可以到佢嗰度面前嚟享用与神交通嘅喜乐。
And freely draw to God to commune the joy with Him.
但当我哋送礼物嚟嘅时候
，Excuse me, when we offer,
不能够勉强，亦都不能够做 做作，甚至不能够系觉得为难。
No hypocrisy, no compulsion, no grudgingly.
因为神要嘅系甘心乐意嘅奉献。
Oh, God loves a cheerful giver.
我哋摆上嘅一切唔系为着某一个嘅原因，亦都唔系为着边一个嘅地方。乃是愿要俾佢觉得是合佢嘅所用。
All that we give up is not for a person, is not for a cause, but it's just something that will satisfy God.
愿主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy.
亦都更新我哋。
Renew us.
喺奉献嘅事情上边，我哋有新嘅学习。
It is a matter of offering. We have some learning.
我哋低头祈。
Let's bow for our prayer.
我哋嘅主，我哋赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
你俾我哋嘅恩典，我哋系承认，我哋系冇法子嚟回答。
The grace you bestow upon us, we cannot return any favor.
主啊，因为若果唔系主，你用你重价嘅神嘅儿子嘅生命嚟换俾我哋，换取我哋。
Oh, such a heavy price of the very life of your own son.
我哋一定系灭亡。
Oh, without paid for that price, we will be in condemnation.
今天我们蒙恩到主的面前。
Today, we are people of grace coming before you.
因此我们不能够蒙恩，作一个蒙恩负义的人。
We cannot forget all your benefits upon us.
但愿主你叫我们的心得以回转。
Lord, cause our heart to return.
让我们向你有更多的尊重。
May we give you the respect.
向你更多的爱。
The love.
以至到我们所有的摆上都能够讨你的喜悦。
So that all that, whatever that we give you, you'll be pleased.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.